Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode. I want to talk about food. That's what this episode is about today, food. Not recipes, not cooking hacks, but the mental load around feeding a family. Because for me, the hardest part of cooking was never the cooking, it was deciding. Recently, I want to say 2 months ago, I was looking at HelloFresh out of curiosity. I like how you could just choose off a menu and not think, but then I realized I didn't want to spend $200 a week on meals when I already knew how to cook. And also that it wasn't going to feed us the whole week. It was just only going to feed us for like, what, 3 meals or something like that. But what I actually wanted wasn't the food. It was the decision relief. Every day asking what's for dinner was draining. And once you're tired, overwhelmed, and overstimulated, that question feels 10 times heavier. So instead of outsourcing meals, I outsource the decision. I create a spreadsheet with all the recipes we already had. I set it up as so meals rotate automatically, right? Then, if we don't know what to eat, we just look. And also, this was one way I started first. This is one of the first ways I started. Then I'm going to show you how I built onto that, but we'll get there. I'm just so excited to share this with y'all. So there was no debating, no scrolling, no stress, no at the last minute, like, oh, what are we going to eat? I even separated out. You have breakfast menu, a lunch menu, a dinner menu. Most days I try to cook dinner earlier so evenings feel calmer because I know that my energy is highest in the morning. So if I'm going to cook, it's going to be in the morning. And we're going to make sure we eat that meal for dinner. Some days I do it, some days I don't. I'm still human. And I don't stress because the systems is there to support me, not control me. If for whatever reason a full meal doesn't happen, I default what I call the kids' charcuterie board. They have a protein, a vegetable, a fruit, a carb, boom, done. Everyone eats, everyone's okay, and my kids love it. But recently what I just started doing this month, I just eat the same thing every day. But I still use the menu, so if we want something different. But for me, I've just been eating. Yeah, I love my oatmeal in the morning with the chia seeds, quinoa, and some fruit with some hemp seed sprinkled as one of my go-to meals. And then I recently discovered these salads at Sam's and Costco. They have this sweet kale salad. It has a lot of ingredients, and it's so amazing. So I've been eating that for lunch every day, and it just reduce my decision fatigue. Yes, it is. And now you might be like, Dre, what do you do for dinner? Well, that bag salad is big enough, weird. But I do add my own things to it. Like I add my own protein because I've been focused on having more protein in my diet because it reduced my snacking and my energy is stable during the day. So it's not like I'm going like I'm high energy, then my energy drops. I'm like stable, right? So I add my own protein to the mix. So I add like beans, lentils, quinoa, and the bear nuggets to it, and it's been amazing. And then it's enough for your last meal in the evening. And the reason why I've been eating the same meals for me, like I said, it's making it those decisions. Like I just worry about what the kids are going to eat, and my husband and I, we're like, oh yeah, we're good with that. Or I make protein shakes, like to pull a meal, either for extra protein or for like a meal replacement. Like if I haven't eaten, and I'm like, oh, I want to eat that. So it's okay if you're like, I wanted to eat the same thing. That's fine too, because the decision fatigue, because my kids love charcuterie. You can switch that thing up. You can switch the protein. You can switch what the vegetables and fruit are and let them pick how to build their board too. But yeah, but this isn't about being a perfect cook. It's about removing unnecessary stress so you can focus on what actually matters. Systems don't replace care. They protect it. So if dinner has been a daily mental battle for you, maybe you don't need new recipes. Maybe you just need a system that decides for you, whether you want to create a meal system where you have the breakfast, lunch, and dinner or you just eat the same meals. Either way, whatever works for you and your family, you do it that way. But I just want to share what I've been doing recently. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.